This podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
You know, local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. And with me tonight are the Murder for Girls. It sounds weird saying that in front of that. What's up, guys? Or ladies and gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Not too much. So you guys get to be the first featured band that we're putting through all of our websites at once.
Nice. Great. Thank
you. So someday when I do that whole spiel that I gave you before we recorded, I may say, trivia question for you.
Who is Murder for Girls?
That's an excellent question. Why don't we start there?
I thought we were just playing Jeopardy.
So where did the band name come from?
Good question.
But
Jonathan's the man to ask that.
Yeah, we were looking for a new band name. We had a few different ideas. And of course, the problem these days with finding a band name is that somewhere in the world, just about any combination of words has already been used. So I started looking online and not having much luck. And I found a website that was actually called Band Names for Girls. And I actually looked at that website because we are predominantly female. And first of all, most of the band names were terrible. And secondly, I thought it was strange, kind of odd, that this notion of, well, if there are females in the band, female band members, you have to have a specific kind of name, which I thought was a little silly. But then I started, you know, playing with that phrase in my head, that whole idea of things being for girls. And I started plugging in nouns in front of that.
That brings up an obvious question. What were the other options other than murder?
We don't disclose that information.
No. Yeah. I actually can't remember. I mean, we had it down to three or four. What's that?
Oh, because the theme's on. Oh.
But yeah, we had it down to three or four, and I honestly can't remember what the other choices were.
We had Truth Lasso.
Oh, Truth Lasso, yeah. But some that's used, though.
A little Wonder Woman there.
Yeah, but it is the kind of situation now with music and media being where they are that just about any band name you could think of, any word you can choose randomly, someone has used. When I looked up Murder for Girls, no one had used it. I couldn't find it anywhere, so that's what we went with.
Cool. You're really not going to disclose another one?
I don't know if I can think of
it. I can't remember. Yeah, we've been using this name for how long has it been? It's been more than 3 years, right?
Yeah, I can't think of anything other than Truth Lasso, to be honest.
Ravens.
There's a band. there's a band name that I came up with a long time ago, like early 90s, that I've always wanted to use, Us Ravenous Raven. Us Ravenous Raven. And I think maybe it would work better with like a goth band or something. But that was
like She Sells Seashells by the Seashore.
Yeah, something like that. We should emphasize it is murder for girls. It's not murder of girls. The preposition's important.
Yeah, that's a whole different Google search right there.
Right.
Ideas that it would look like a textbook, you know.
Right.
That's another interpretation.
Or that things are murder for girls.
Right.
Or for women.
We have a band here in the AK Valley that every time they tell someone to Google and they have to say, make sure you hyphen it. Why don't you each introduce yourselves and tell us what part you play in the band?
My name's Jonathan Bagmary and I play bass.
I'm Tammy Wallace and I play guitar and try to sing.
Michelle Dunlap drums.
And she sings too.
Yeah.
She hates to sometimes. She does.
Sometimes. And I'm Stephanie Wallace. I also play guitar and try to sing.
Is there a relationship there between Stephanie and Tammy?
No, believe it or not, it's a total coincidence. We didn't even know about it until we started playing together. So,
and I also I have members of my family with the last name Wallace, just coincidentally, and there's no relation.
No relation there either.
Yeah,
it's unusual.
See, now I'm trying to think up an album title that has to do with Wallace.
I know, right?
Let's not chat.
So, you describe yourselves as melodic garage rock.
Right.
We don't know what that means.
I don't know. We got told, I guess, that we were kind of garagey. So, and we're kind of melodic. So, I think melodic, punky garage rock something.
Yeah. oftentimes, we do get categorized as punk, and we often play with punk bands. I don't think, you know, some of our songs aren't punk. And I would not personally categorize as being punk. So yeah, at some point somebody said we were actually garage.
And some are, so we can.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can tailor our sets to fit the design. Circumstances.
That's true. Yeah. We do have some variety.
I just thought of the perfect song to play after this segment.
Oh, nice.
It's Chip Demonic, You Ain't Punk.
That's great.
That's a good song. Good video too.
Yeah. We definitely have punk influence, and you know. So yeah, some songs definitely run in that vein. But I don't know, it's cool. Like we each kind of, there's not one particular songwriter, so I think we keep a lot of variety from song to song, which adds to the interestingness of the band and our enjoyment of playing with one another, because get to mix it up whatever we're feeling that particular day or moment.
So you did just finish recording an album. Is it All the Pretty Stars? Do I have that right?
Yeah.
I didn't even have to look that up. You should be amazed. why don't you tell me a little bit about the writing process on that album, since you just mentioned that there's not a primary writer.
It kind of.
Is that a metronome in the background?
No, that's a beer can.
I had a feeling.
We kind of just realized we had enough songs, newer songs, for an album, and decided to go and record it.
And we re-recorded two older ones.
Yeah, two of the songs were on the old EP.
Yeah, that we still play, and we thought, it was our first EP, and
we wanted to try to record those.
Yeah, try to make them sound better. Yeah.
And it was a different band member at the time I was on the band.
Yeah, and since we still play it, so.
Mm-hmm. So two of those were ones that we've been meaning to get down, and the other is kind of just, riffs and practice, and, John has a endless supply of bass lines that he'll just bust out when we're taking a break, and one of us will start jamming with them, and
we're a little backwards. I think that he usually writes bass lines like somebody would write riffs, but it's like two or three bass lines, and then we add guitar parts and drums to it, and then one of us,
whoever's feeling,
says, "Oh, I think I want to put some words to this, or I have an idea for that, or something."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in some cases, when I write bass lines, I'll have one or two parts for a while, sometimes for several years, and then suddenly stumble across additional parts that fit with that part, and then I'll present that to everybody, and the one thing I wanted to mention is everybody writes her own parts. Mm-hmm. So it's not like anybody, one person writing all the parts together. We're all contributing musically to it.
Yeah. Cool. Let's get into the individuals here for a moment. This will be my last question in this segment. If I was to look at your music collection, a little chuckle there. each of you individually. What bands and albums might I see?
Well, I know me personally, Stephanie, you'll find a wide variety. My father is a jazz pianist, so appreciate some of that. I went to school for classical piano at Duquesne University here in Pittsburgh, so touches of that. I am a huge nerd of a Neumannoid, so I'm very, very into Gary Numan. Also, you know, huge Sonic Youth fan, and, you know, Pixies, a lot of the 90s era stuff that I think that's, we've heard, can be heard in our music at times. Breeders and, you know, the Kim Gordon influence there. So that's me personally. I don't know about John.
I listen to a lot of music too. One thing that made my musical upbringing a little different was that my parents were not musicians at all, but my mom did have a pretty decent 60s 45 collection. She had a lot of Beatles 45s, that kind of thing. So that was influential. But in terms of what I listen to, it's a lot of different stuff. Like right now, I do have a turntable I listen to, and right now on my turntable, I think there's a Russian surf rock band that I saw recently. And actually, yeah, Steph was there too. And also, I do listen to jazz. I do listen to jazz. I do listen to classical. So I do have some variety in addition to the same influences Stephanie mentioned.
Tim?
Why don't you go? Think about it.
Oh, God. I'm really bad at questions like this. Like, I panic. I would say my record player, I always have Janis Joplin playing, or like the Mamas and the Papas, or like old stuff like that. And then mostly just listen to Coat Hanger's Pandora and like Yeah, Yeah, Yeah's Pandora. And I don't know, I have a lot of like 7-year bitch influence in my life, like Babes in Toyland.
I'm on a Babes in Toyland
kick. I listen to a lot of Hole. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Did you see Fever to Tell was re-released?
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. I need to get that. Yeah, we both like Yeah, Yeah, Yes a lot. Them. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, Cherry Glazer. Do you ever hear of them? They're great.
Well, there wouldn't be much to look at because due to different circumstances, I don't really have so much physical copies anymore, but I have a pretty embarrassing music background. So, you know, marching band and, my parents were not musicians. I was raised on country. Back the other day, I was revisiting all those songs like the Juice Newton and things like that. I have quite a big history of hair band.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Lots that's of awesome metal stuff. And then I had at the same time, I got into a lot of 70s glam rock. So like Mott the Hoople would be one of my top favorite bands. And then everybody knows that the Replacements are like my favorite band. And I'm not ashamed that I love Hole also. Or anybody like that. I think Slater Kinney would be.
Oh yeah.
But I probably have a lot of like DBE seeping into my pores from growing up. That's you know, great. Will never leave. I'm sure if I turn it on, it'll probably still be playing the same thing.
Same Led Zeppelin song.
Yep, Led Zeppelin, all that stuff.
Hey, well, I have a copy of All the Pretty Stars here in front of me. And which track would you guys like me to play during this?
Songs are on there.
What songs are on there? There's some on the chalkboard behind you.
Oh, yeah.
That's an oldie. Do you want to pick a newie? Oh, this is an old thing.
That's not our album. Unrealistic Girls, one of my favorites.
There, how about Unrealistic Girls?
Okay. So up next, Murder for Girls, Unrealistic Girls. We will be back with Murder for Girls momentarily. My name is Bill, and this is the Pennsylvania Rock Show. We'll be right back.
Almost have forgotten him. My chat with you, you're trying to write in. A girl barely more than 14 told me to battle, she's the punk queen. Staring at a rough crowd, heckling, telling me to turn down. I am who I am. I turn my amp to 10. Slay days with pure feedback, and this is what I said to them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ain't punk. You ain't punk. I bet you never saw the Misfits once. Got no piercings in your nose.
Hey, it's Bill. If you're just tuning in with me, tonight is Murder for Girls. I wanted to mention that it's episode number 402 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. And I also wanted to mention our anniversary show at the Leechburg Moose. That's next Saturday, November the 25th, featuring Divine Tragedy, A Common Crown, Tilted Shadows, Homicide Black, and The Art of Burning Bridges. That show starts at 7:30 p.m. It's $5 for members and $10 for qualified guests, and all the money from the door goes to Rock for Life and the Moose Heart Charities. So if you're not busy on the 25th, stop in Leechburg and check out those five bands. And we're going to segue into talking about Murder for Girls again. And I believe you guys have a CD release coming up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're checking the chalkboard?
We're real excited about it. It's kind of cool. We've teamed up with Michelle, our drummer here, is also starring in a limited run production of a kind of, what would you describe, concert play?
I wouldn't say I was starring.
Yes, you are.
they're doing a concert play. It's running for the next 2 weeks. We just got finished with our first week. It's like a little deal about female serial killers.
Okay.
So the girl who's starring in it, Melia Ayachi, is amazing. You should, anybody listening should go check it out. But it's just like a little play. But we're doing it at a theater. It's called Aftershock Theater. It's just opened up. So we're going to do our CD release there closing night, November 11th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after the show. So I've gotten to see it twice. It's really, really great production. I think by the time this airs, it will be over, though.
It will, but I'll make sure to cut that portion
okay,
right there.
Okay, sorry.
And I'll put it in the week of the show. So
yeah,
I'll figure out how to do
November 11th.
And what was the name of the place again? Aftershock?
Aftershock Theater in Lawrenceville, Pittsburgh.
Is it an old church?
It's an old Slovenian dance hall. It's an amazing space. It's huge. But the guy just acquired the building. It's kind of in a deconstructed state right now, which makes it even cooler. Like most of this production, it's all like exposed brick and tarps everywhere, and it's kind of neat. Need to go.
But, creepy Halloween type deal.
Yeah.
Maybe you should record a video there.
Yeah.
Oh, the space is incredible. Especially there's a giant upstairs part of it with a big stage and really cool lighting that they have. If you go to their Facebook, I think they have pictures of it all lit up. It's really cool looking. It would make a great video. It's one of the reasons we decided to do a release there. Like, let's make for good, photos, video, or whatever. And they're really nice people running it. Andrew's the owner's name, and he's a younger Pittsburgh guy, and just looking to promote arts in Pittsburgh and keep the creative juices flowing. So yeah,
cool.
So
my next question, I just started reversing how I ask it. Hopefully it makes it more interesting. I want each of you to think of an embarrassing moment that's happened while you've been on stage. but you can't tell me one of your embarrassing moments. You have to tell me one of the other band members' embarrassing moments.
Oh.
All right.
Which may be news to them when you're done.
I don't know of any embarrassing moments for anybody. Nothing that was like crazy that. I think we're all pretty.
Did I ever have like my dress tucked into my?
No, not even anything like that.
Yeah, I can't think of any time that anything really.
I think I'm gonna knock on wood, but for myself, I dropped a stick one time in my life. It will never happen again. But it happened one time. I don't know about anybody else though.
I all the time forget to turn my guitar volume back up, and I'll play a song. I'm like, why can't I hear myself?
Well,
anymore?
Then there, I can say you've done that, and you can say I'm like, yeah, I hit like my tutor pedal, and you're like, yes, nothing coming in.
I think. Well, and also accidentally wearing dresses that are too short on the high stage, and having to bend over to change a pedal setting, and.
I did forget words once. That was horrifying.
I had a lead singer, Mike Pirock. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He sings in Creep and Here and Now. Oh, wow, I'm blanking. Wow. He's in like four bands, and I can only remember two of them. Great singer, but he told me one time that a trick to the trade is when you're the lead singer and you forget words, you hold the mic out and let someone else sing it.
Not the lead singer, though. I'm the drummer. They make me do stuff back there, and I'm like, I don't want this responsibility.
I have sang maybe the same verse, you know, all three times or something, if I can't remember it.
Generally, that works.
Yeah. I'm famous for forgetting words of certain songs. And
this is in case they didn't hear the words the first time. You gotta just keep right. singing it.
Dropping my pick or something.
A lot of sound issues. It's difficult because there's three. We're a pretty loud band. We use a lot of distortion. And, you know, Michelle is a beast hitting the drums.
Bam, bam.
Some places that I have to help hold her bass drum in place during songs with my foot, because otherwise it'll just steadily migrate away throughout the song. But yeah, sound's always an issue. We do a lot of feedback because the three vocalists, sometimes we're all singing at once, and that combined with everything else, yeah, it takes a real good sound guy to keep that under control. So yeah. So we've fussed a lot of times, I think, by accident.
I was just telling the story on Facebook yesterday. Someone posted saying that they had never been to a show where a band's been asked to turn down three times. And I was at a show where the police came three times and told the drummer to turn his drum mics down.
Oh my gosh.
There were no mics on the drums.
Yeah.
that was a fun night. Now, in his defense, the police station was right next to the bar.
Well,
there's your problem, right? Yeah.
not really a heavy band either. They were Doppler Effect. They're Southern rock country-ish band. Mm-hmm. But yeah, three times the police came in and told him to turn down his mics.
Wow. Well, something to be proud of, I think.
Who would each of you say has been the most supportive of you as a musician?
As a band as a whole?
Individually.
Yeah. I'd say, honestly, I think my mother, most likely, because my taste in music is so far different from my dad, that he often doesn't have a lot to say about what I do with this band and such, because it's not really his alley. But my mother, having lived with musicians, she really appreciates how important like that creativity is for people and has encouraged it. So I was really fortunate to you know, have that support and encouragement all my life to have the confidence to do it, you know, be able to play out. It's not the easiest thing, you know, so that would be me.
Yeah, in my case, I mean, there have been plenty of people who, you know, come to see my bands over the years, that kind of thing. I'd never really specifically had the support, I think, of the people in my family, just because it wasn't, I suppose, that big of an interest to them. So I don't know if there's any one individual other than the folks in this room been very influential and inspirational to me.
John.
Well, it's true, because obviously, you know, here we are working together, you know, so. Tammy?
Well, I probably want to, like, have sometimes wanted to quit about every 5 seconds, so. I would say this band, I think.
Yeah.
Let's see. Secretly, like, oh God, not again. But also, honestly, I think my kids, because my kids think they think that they have a cool mother, apparently.
They do.
Because I'll say something about, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't anymore or something. I'm like, no, you have to. I'm like, okay. Yeah. You know, I might be the next Taylor Swift, possibly, to my daughter. So I guess I'll keep doing it maybe a little while longer.
I'd say everybody in my family is pretty supportive of me, just because they know that I don't really give a crap. They're like, all right, Michelle, go ahead.
We always laugh when Michelle's parents come. Because,
they're great.
Yes, yeah, they're great. And then it's funny because they like zoom in on her. And
my parents are really great. They're cool. Yeah. My dad's a musician. He's always played out in different bands and stuff. And my family loves music. My brother's a musician. So
it's cool. That's how John and Tammy found you.
You have to make sure that you Google best female drummer in Pittsburgh. Yeah, and her Michelle's, mom. Yeah, her mom's video will come up. Her mom's up there.
Yeah, I'm getting some hits. Thanks,
and it keeps,
Mom.
Like, zooming in. There's a lot of hits. There's thousands of hits.
It's probably all her.
And, I mean, that part actually isn't a joke. That's actually how I found Michelle and how we met. I actually found her on YouTube because I was looking for a female drummer and typed in female drummer Pittsburgh, and that's how I found
her. And so there's no question that, you know, that she isn't the best female drummer in Pittsburgh, because her mother put it on YouTube, and it's right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. Can't argue with your mother.
It really did work. I just did it.
Nice. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
Your mom's name is Sue?
Yes, it is.
You should leave a comment.
You should leave a comment. I'll tell her right now. She'll be excited about it.
As the song goes on, she progressively zooms in more, I think.
I will. There's three of them that pop up right at the top of the search. I will check them out later. I don't want to do it during the interview.
Yeah, and I mean, if she had not done that, posting those videos, we literally would not be having this conversation right now, because that's what led to us all getting together.
Yeah. Let's get ready to sell my drums.
Yeah, she was out of commission.
Yeah.
I mentioned the band Cage earlier, and they broke up years ago. One of my favorite bands in the scene. Their drummer now does all the sound for the Rock for Life stuff. So should not that I'm telling you to break up, but you could always go that route.
No, I need these options. Thank you.
I'm going to ask one more question in this segment, and then we'll take another break. This is individually, what is your favorite venue that you've played at, and what made it your favorite venue?
Oh.
For me, it was Thunderbird Cafe for our first LP CD release.
That was nice.
Because I worked there actually as a bartender for a while, and it's the first time I got to play a show on that stage, and I've seen so many great acts there. And currently it's closed down for renovations, but I was really glad we got to get a show in there on that stage before they changed it. So hopefully that should be reopening, I think, in the next 3 to 4 months, they're saying. But that was my Stephanie's favorite.
They have great food there, too. Yeah, I miss that South mustard chicken salad. So good.
Yeah. Yeah, I would normally get the nachos. But, yeah, because that's one venue I had gone to for years, you know, to watch other bands. And then, yeah, we did wind up playing there, which was great. I like playing Howlers. The sound system.
They have really good sound. That's what I was going to say too. Yeah. I love Howlers.
Howlers is great. The sound is great there. That recent show we did at the Funhouse. Yeah, that was great.
That was a lot of fun. Place. Yeah, that's awesome. Plus, they have the lights.
The lights where you can't see anything, but, which is good.
Those places have like really good sounds and everything.
Yeah. And Howlers, we always have always played good shows with, like, other people that we've played with have always been so much fun. I think that's the best part about going out.
Well, with sound. And then you have the places that don't have the greatest sound, but they're fun for their own reasons.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, like you can't beat a Goose Goose show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
it's too much fun. We will judge you by the food that you have.
Yeah, so the
and then the downfall is the toilets that you have. Right. And like the shop's fun. Yeah. If you enjoy, you know, 100 people using one toilet.
But
that's cool.
It's always been fun, either freezing.
Yeah. And amazingly, I'd like to say that playing at Arsenal Lanes.
Oh, yeah, we've been playing a bowling alley.
Has like some of the best sound.
I know.
I was like, oh my God, we can hear ourselves. And I can watch you bowl. So.
Yeah.
No pressure.
That's nice. Yeah.
The people are distracted with other things.
Yes, that was the best kind of crowd. People were more interested in bowling. So. But it's amazing that a bowling alley has better sound than some venues sometimes. But.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a short break. Bill, with me tonight is Murder for Girls. You just heard some of the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. And if you're just tuning in, you're going to hear where you can go hear Murder for Girls because you missed their song earlier. So where can we find your music online?
Murderforgirls.com. Or you can get Murder for Girls in Bandcamp and you'll find how to purchase them. or listen to them.
We're also on SoundCloud. We've got some downloads available on SoundCloud as well.
We're on all that Spotify, whatever stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Buy a CD while you're there.
Mm-hmm. We'll give you a cookie.
You have baked goods of some kind.
Mm-hmm. People are going to hold you to that now.
Yeah. Not hard.
It's true. It's the truth.
It is.
Can people like place an order ahead of time and tell you what kind of baked goods they want?
No.
No.
Request. Tammy's the baker.
I think there might be cookies in the shape of something related to the album title.
Right.
Ooh. And then apparently we have to bring donuts.
Yeah, we always. It's kind of a thing. It's a inside
cocktail
sort of
donut.
Yeah, you should go online and find our donut video. It's pretty great. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll put it on the website on with the podcast. I'll link to it. Is it a YouTube video?
There is a Murder for Girls YouTube channel, and you will find the donut commercial in there.
All right. So last thing for you guys, and I'll let you get back to practice. If there's time, I took up a lot of time. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Are there any people that you would like to give a shout out to so you can make them listen later? See how I did that? I asked you for bands, and now I'm asking you to make people listen.
I'd like to give a shout out to you guys. It's been great that you had us tonight for the interview, and you know, promote us on your website. I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being willing to come on. I can't remember the exact dates that we have everything laid out, but you guys are going to be featured on PALocalBands.com. FirstAngelMedia.com, AKMusicScene.com, and PARockShow.com, which will also put you on BuildTheScene.com. So you're going to get 5 different websites featuring you.
Kick ass.
That's great.
Awesome. We love press.
Yeah.
Any other shout outs you want to throw out there? You can't see me pointing. And anyone that comes and helps set up your equipment, or anyone that's at all your shows.
Cassidy's my roadie, so
yeah.
Thanks, Cassidy.
Shout out.
He's my muscle.
I'd like to thank that very small core group of fans. They know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sam,
they come.
It's always a good time.
Yeah, we got some really loyal, excellent fans that travel far and wide, all modes of transportation to come see us play, so we really appreciate that.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on, and this has been episode number 402 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Make sure you check us out next week. Same bad time, same bad channel, right?
Right.
Right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Forget about my mouth, my foot swallowed so far down. I got tools, stick them words in my throat, ain't found. It's bad enough she takes my breath away, but she's making me tease with every step that I take. With my lip, right lip, I'm marching in place, chasing down a girl with an angel's face. If I keep this pace, I'm gonna lose my feet. So every day that she's away, I just stop and remember to breathe. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. She needs more than a token to glitter and shine. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. Look at her eyes, they glitter and shine. Well, she's so fine, so divine, with a heartbeat that breaks down wall of a wine. Each sip is just a kiss from her lips to her tips. Touch is just a glimpse of what love is. You'll never forget the mistakes I made, but forgiveness could raise a heart from a grave and redeem what seemed to be 6 feet deep. Till this dead heart beats, I just stop and remember to breathe. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. She needs more than a talk on to glitter and shine. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. Look at her eyes, they glitter and shine. emotion straight off her sleeve. Each drop is just a piece to a puddle of knees. Dripping away dreams like a slow IV. It's a tic-tac drip drop. Love disease with pain so bad I bring it to your knees. Tears so thick they turn in lakes to seas. I can't swim so I'm drowning deep. Or ashes is a way I just stop. And remember to breathe. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. She needs more than a time.